My name is Maria Hutchison. I'm the General Manager here at Drummond Grange. We have 111 beds and a number of different specialties. The home's quite different to a lot of the other nursing homes in that it's not all care of the elderly, which really adds quite a bit to the community style of living that we have in the home, just the way you would on your own street. We have young physically disabled adults aged between 18 and 65. We have frail care of the elderly, and we also have a very specialist unit for our dementia care using the memory lane concept. So at the moment our youngest resident is 23 and our oldest is 102. I think your philosophy has to be something that belongs to the staff and the residents. It has to be a serious belief that unless they have ownership of it, it won't happen. Drummond's philosophy does centre around the home and the staff that are part of the home, about delivering and predominantly about quality, respect of privacy, the level of care that's really expected within it, and the fact that it's really promoted to be their home as opposed to being like an institution or a hospital. And it'll never be their own house, but hopefully it will be the closest thing that you can come to that. And every resident has a copy of the philosophy as well, so that should there ever be anything that they come up with, they can come back on that one too. One of the ways that we encourage residents to be part of the decision making within the home is that we do have a residents committee. We used to have a setup where all the residents came, but that became very difficult to actually get a focus on how to take it forward. So the committee is now representatives from all of the different areas within the home. They all come with their own issues, and they're extremely good, the ones that do come, at taking back those issues to the other residents or bringing other people's issues forward to it. We print it up as minutes, and we always review them at the following meeting to make sure that the action has been taken and how we're going to go forward with it, or why it hasn't been taken. From the staff side of things, quite often the staff are the residents' advocates, and therefore on a monthly basis they all have their own unit or department meetings and can bring forward anything from a resident that has become an issue and feed that back, like up and down the ladder, like in the home, to make sure that everything's addressed and nothing's missed. We value the contribution that the residents make to daily life of the actual home. It's not just for them, it's about them, it's by them, it's with them. And they can be very, very supportive to new people who are being admitted to the home, and that's extremely important. It's not just about staff being mannerly or approaching with dignity and respecting privacy. It really is about how they would be accepted by the peer group that they are actually going to be living with as well. Sometimes the home has to look at ways of bringing other people into the home because of the disability of the person and being able to go out, that they don't quite have the ability to do something like that. One of the things that Drummond does is that we have the Parkinson's Disease Society section for Midlothian, and we actually host their meetings. So once a month we have lots of people from the Midlothian region, or anyone who can't manage to go to the Edinburgh meeting is free to come to one of the other region meetings, and they actually meet within the home. A lot of relatives, when the resident still has a degree of ability, are very, very good at coming and taking them out, which means the time they do have with them is much more quality, because they don't then have the stress of thinking, I may not sleep all night tonight. So the time they do have becomes very, very valuable to them.